Collins, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is it, workforce and economic development. This is not consumer protection.
I'll kill you on the right wing here.
Are you okay?
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the May 18th, 2007 session of the House Committee on Workforce and Economic Development. We are in session, and today's agenda involves a work session on Senate Bill 788. It is vaguely familiar with a bill that we have done before. And in case anyone's forgotten about House Bill 3181, Ellen, would you please remind us?
Yes, thank you, Chair Whip, members of the committee. I provided you with the staff measure summary for both House Bill 3181 and Senate Bill 788, and you will see that they are exactly the same. The Senate Bill 788 adopted the same amendments that you all did to 3181, and what it does is it gives child care providers the right to collectively bargain with the state of Oregon, and it declares an emergency.
Thank you very much. Barry, did you put out a sign-up sheet for the work session? Since we, and I will open a work session on Senate Bill 788. Since we are in work session, it is not my intention to open a public hearing. But I would like to get on the record that, in fact, this is very similar to a bill that we've already heard before our committee. And so I'd like to call up the representatives from AFSCME and SEIU, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Arthur Towers, political director for SEIU Local 503.
And for the record, my name is Janice O'Malley, and I'm with AFSCME.
And thank you for the opportunity to participate today. This bill is exactly identical to the bill you heard before. We appreciate a great deal the support you provided that legislation. The Senate surprised us by moving quickly, and so that's what brings the bill back here today.
Okay, very good. Janice, anything?
No, Art put it very well.
All right, thank you very much. Committee members, questions, comments?
I do have a comment.
No, yes. It is not exactly the same. I've read over it, and there's a lot of differences. My name's not at the top of the bill.
Representative Dahlin.
Did, just a question, because you had the opportunity to follow the bill, and having served on this committee, did the Senate do diligence as diligently as this committee, and were they represented by as fine a statesman as this committee?
And you're not really required to answer.
No comment.
It is through the Senate, you know.
Additional questions or comments?
Mr. Chair, where is House Bill 3181 at this point in the process, then?
It's resting. It's resting.
We don't know where, though, huh?
Well, yes, it's close by.
Too many questions.
Sleep.
So, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Vice Chair Lim.
Can I move this bill?
Please.
I move that the House Bill, not House Bill, Senate Bill 788A to the floor with the 2-pass recommendation.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Lim moves Senate Bill 788 A to the House floor with a do pass recommendation. On that motion, any questions, discussion, comments? I'm not seeing any. Barry, on the question, would you please call the roll?
Representative Barnard.
He is excused.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Gerard.
Aye.
Representative Bowlby.
Aye.
Vice Chair Lim.
Aye.
Vice Chair Riley.
Aye.
Chair Witt.
Aye. Senate Bill 788A, having received the majority vote, is passed to the House floor with a sent to the House floor with a do pass recommendation. Oops. And before we close the work session on this bill, Representative Dahlem, would you please carry this bill?
Certainly, unless we wanted to consider, and I am asking this question in all sincerity, is this food for the consent agenda?
Well, it certainly could be, but I would much prefer that. That
I would be glad to carry the bill.
Thank you very much. And with that, I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 788. Committee members, is there anything further to come before us today? Thank you very, very much to our two witnesses. I'm not seeing anything. Yes,
we'll
Vice Chairman?
Next week.
Okay. Ellen, please.
Thank you, Chair Witt, Vice Chair Lim, members of the committee. On Monday, May 21st at 8 a.m. in Hearing Room C, you'll be having your first public hearing on Senate Bill 665A, which expands the development allowed in conjunction with a Speedway destination site to include permanent housing units.
All right. Anything further? I'm not seeing anything. With that, we're going to wish everyone a great weekend and adjourn until Monday. Thank you.
I did not have time to finish it all.